Finnick on the Fox, wrapping up the workforce. It's time to go home.
Hey, this is Dr. Demento.
And this is John Cascaro. It's 5 o'clock.
And time to go home.
WRSR Owosso, Flint's classic rock authority.
Get everybody!
Put your work away and kiss your boss goodbye. Time to punch out with an attitude.
This calls for a sexy party.
Jeremy Finnick, the Punch Out Party on 103.9 The Fox.
Flint's Classic Rock Authority, 103.9 The Fox. I am honored today on the Punch-Out Party to be welcoming Dr. Demento and John Cafiero, a very cool project. Dr. Demento covered in punk. We're going to talk to the boys coming up in moments. Got the Eagles after Foreigner on 103.9 The Fox. That's the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy. Crazy on You on 103.9 The Fox. Had a chance to speak with Ann Wilson a few months back. You can get that interview at jeremyfennick.com. And we're going to add another interview to that website. As a matter of fact, my guests this afternoon, Dr. Demento, John Cafiero on the line now. Hello.
Hi, this is John Cafiero and Dr. Demento.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey.
Oh, doing great, Jeremy. Woo-woo. Wind up your radio.
It's so much fun to have you guys. I can tell this is going to be a blast here. Now, you guys have come together for a very cool collaboration. It's in stores right now. Dr. Demento, covered in punk. Listeners, go check it out on Amazon.com, iTunes.com, coveredinpunk.com as well. Let me ask this. Where did the idea begin? Because from what I understand, this was going to be a single at first, and it turned into three albums. This is amazing.
Well, I've been a fan of Dr. Demento since I was a little kid, and I'm heavily ingrained in the punk community, and I've been a big punk fan ever since I was a kid as well. And I thought it would be a lot of fun to merge the two genres together. Basically, I wanted to hear classic and contemporary punk bands doing punk covers of novelty songs that have been made famous on the airwaves of the Dr. Demento show. And then I got to thinking that it would be great to sort of mix it up a little bit and have a few special wild card tracks where we put a demented spin on a punk classic. And originally it was always intended to be a full-length album, but the more I started producing the tracks and curating the artist roster, the more it grew. And being that the Dr. Demento show has traditionally been a two-hour set, we went with the traditional format because I wanted it to be just like an episode of the Dr. Demento show. So there you have Dr. Demento covered in punk, a two-hour demented punk extravaganza.
That is fantastic, John. And to take it to that level, to try to recreate it in a format like this, that's fantastic. And what was your reaction originally, Doctor, when he came to you with this idea?
Well, I, at first I wondered, well, what the heck is this? And John was very convincing, very eloquent, so it really didn't take very long to convince me, especially since when punk rock first came on the scene in the mid-1970s, I warmed up to that right away.
Mm-hmm.
The Sex Pistols, and especially the Ramones. The Ramones' Beat on the Brat, which is on this album in Weird Al Yankovic's cover, I played the original when it was new. So I always saw the possibilities in that, and John has just done a miraculous job putting this all together, and it was a lot of work.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I tell you, from what I've heard, this is fantastic, and to have the likes of, like, William Shatner on this, Adam West before he passed away, that's got to be, it's got to feel good to you, Doc, to have so much attributed to you on this, including Weird Al, who you started, you launched that.
That's right. If it weren't for me, he would be an architect today. That's what he was going to be before. So, if you can imagine a building designed by Alfred Yankovic, AIA. No, he became an entertainer and a great one. And John Cafiero just did such a miraculous job, as I said, putting this all together, contacting all the artists. He must have the biggest Rolodex in town. And picking all the songs, researching everything, making sure we had the rights to do it all. That sometimes was quite a project in itself.
Absolutely. And of course, John, you're just tearing it up, man. Producer, film director, writer, the documentary Ramones Raw, that was fantastic. I've got to tell you, that was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. That was a really fun and ongoing project for quite some time, too, and certainly a labor of love, just as this was. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Thank you.
So let me ask you this. What of all the classics that are on this presentation, which one, and this is for both of you, which one were you most pleased with the new version?
do you want to
Oh, I don't know. Adam West is right up there with The Thing. Now, The Thing is a novelty song that was popular when I was just a kid. And it just was something that people really enjoyed that time. Get out of here with a... That was huge in its day. Number one for 4 weeks, if you can imagine that. But Adam West just put such a terrific spin on this. You'd never guess that he was 80-something years old. And the Osaka pop star just did such a terrific job backing him up on that. Captures the spirit of the old tune and the spirit of punk, too.
And, John,
and for me, I've got to say, it's really, really difficult. I mean, I love them all, and to choose just one, it's like choosing your favorite of your children.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll certainly say that a couple of my top two might be Garbage Man by William Shatner, because it's such a unique take on the Cramps classic, or Beat on the Brat by Weird Al Yankovic, because, again, a unique spin on a song that's very near and dear to my heart that I've worked with for quite some time.
We've just scratched the surface more with John Cafiero and Dr. Demento as we celebrate the release of Dr. Demento Covered in Punk. It's in stores right now at Amazon.com, iTunes.com, and CoveredInPunk.com. More with Dr. Demento and John Cafiero coming up next.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Flint's live and local station.
Have you got the internet on that contraption?
Breaking barriers.
Streaming.
Going worldwide.
It's my favorite way to listen.
Hey, Alexa. Play 103.9 The Fox.
103.9 The Fox from TuneIn.
At the Doobie Brothers on 103.9 The Fox, Flint's Classic Rock Authority. And speaking of Doobies, it's always a good companion when you have a Dr. Demento album at your ready. I'm just saying. I'm very honored today to have my guests on the show, John Cafiero and Dr. Demento. Now, John came up with this wonderful idea to put a punk spin on some classic Dr. Demento, and you've got a full lineup here, an amazing celebrity lineup, not just musicians by trade, but actors, including the late Adam West and William Shatner. How cool was that to have William Shatner put a punk rock spin on Garbage Man, John?
Yeah, he really gave a stellar performance on that track. He's got a great sense of humor, he's a great actor, and really just put it all together for his performance, and I couldn't be happier with it.
Now, what I really love is, like I said, over 2 full hours, 64 tracks, and it's all created specifically for this. It's all original content. But the really cool thing is the way that you guys are actually releasing this, the different formats. I love that you've got it in the three LPs, the solid gunk green, the punk pink, and the demented yellow. But the limited edition, this is cool. The green and black splatter on clear vinyl. The fact that vinyl's coming back, that's got to mean something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. As a longtime collector, it I'm certainly delighted to see it back. It's the kind of records that I grew up with. So, for nostalgia, and also because they sound real good, and they look especially good. I mean, the artwork on this album, it's so great to see it 12 by 12 instead of 4.5 by 4.5.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing about the vinyl release for this version, too, is that while we're not really saying a whole lot because we'd like for people to find them on their own, but there are certain things that you can do with vinyl and little gags that you can do with vinyl that you wouldn't be able to do with any other format. So there's a few little surprises on the vinyl edition that you'll find nowhere but on the vinyl.
Oh, see? Now, there you go. I mean, digital download's cool. Like I said, CD's all right. But vinyl, in my opinion, totally the way to go.
It's really a special format. It is. I mean, whatever's good for the listener is great. But I would highly recommend checking out the vinyl if you're an enthusiast.
And it's loud. That's why we made it 3 discs instead of 2, so we could make it louder.
I love it. Now, Dr. Demento, you are a member of the Radio Hall of Fame. What's that like, to be accepted into the Radio Hall of Fame?
Well, it was certainly quite a pleasure, yeah. It was an honor, no doubt about it, up there with Vin Scully, the legendary Dodgers announcer, and you name, I'm dumbfounded to think of all the people who were in there, but in Chicago, they're good people, and it's a fun thing to go see if you're ever in Chicago.
KPPC, 1970. It started back then.
Yeah.
To think that you're doing this all these years later with an internet format. I mean, that internet wasn't even around.
Of course not, yeah. If I'd known it back then, I would have certainly been amazed, but... Now it's just great to still be doing it and to have people show me a lot of love. like you guys, and when we did the debut signing for the album in New York last Thursday, that was just a mob scene, and just so much love there.
That is so
cool. That was incredible. We really had an amazing turnout. We were supposed to sign from 6:30 to 8:30, and the line was going around the block, snaked around the block so many times that by the time we finished the line, it was about 10 o'clock.
You've got to be kidding me. That's
no,
huge.
I'm serious. We had an unbelievable turnout. It was really, we're so thankful and pleased with the response we've had with the record so far.
The name of the record is Dr. Demento, covered in punk. My amazing guest today, Dr. Demento and John Caffiero. And the performers on this album, just amazing. We'll talk about that coming up.
Everyone in Flint likes to get off with Jeremy Fenwick.
Oh.
This is the Punch-Out Party, 103.9, The Fox.
Flint's Classic Rock Authority, 103.9, The Fox. Dr. Demento, John Caffiero, I gotta tell you, it's pretty cool having these guys on the show today. Dr. Demento, covered in punk. And it's been a labor of love putting this together. Dr. Demento, covered in punk. This is three albums, two CDs, or, of course, the digital download. And it's all available right now in stores at Amazon.com, iTunes, or coveredinpunk.com. And I'm looking at the list here of all the performers on this. So in addition to Weird Al and William Shatner and Adam West, Fred Schneider from the B-52s, Joan Jett making an appearance on this. What was it like to work with that range of talent?
It was amazing. Some of them I've already known. Some of them I hadn't worked with before. And everybody was just an absolute pleasure. And something that made it so much fun is that everybody was doing something they wanted to do. For example, Fred Schneider picked this track personally. He picked this obscure track called Fluffy that's known for being sung poorly by Gloria Balsam, who can't really sing. And it's a song about a little lost dog. And the funny thing is initially I had it in mind that I thought Fred would be great doing Steve Martin's King Tut, and I'd pitched him on that, and Fred was dead set, no, I want to do Fluffy. So I was so pleased that he did, because we created this new sound that, again, trying different things and going with merging different genres made me reach outside of my wheelhouse. So Fluffy turned out really well, and Science Fiction Double Feature by Joan Jett, I've never heard a better version of it, and she just did an amazing job with that track.
What was it like having your band, Osaka Popstar, of course, this amazing band collaboration you put together, you guys are really like the main soundtrack behind the soundtrack here. That's got to be an honor for you to be able to put that together.
It really is. It is. Osaka Popstar is my band. I'm the producer and the singer as well as the orchestrator. And it was a whole lot of fun doing Fish Heads, for example. Fish Heads was my favorite of all of the demented music as a kid. I felt like it defined the demented music genre.
Yes.
I used to send fan letters to Barnes & Barnes, so doing a punk cover version of that was fantastic. Not to mention, Osaka Popstar got to back up Weird Al Yankovic on his cover of Beat on the Brat. It's Al on lead vocals and accordion, but my band backing him, and I'm even Little Al. I'm the backing vocalist doing the cadences in between Al's vocals. We served as the demented punk orchestra behind Uncle Floyd, behind Adam West, many of the tracks, and it was an extreme honor, and I'm so pleased with the way the work turned out, and I'm so happy that people are enjoying it to the extent that they are. It's a fun record.
So what's it like for Weird Al to have one of his songs now on your CD done by somebody else?
He seems to absolutely love it. That was done by Shonen Knife. They're a female punk pop band from Japan, and they were not completely familiar with Dr. Demento, being that they're from Japan, but they right away knew who Weird Al was. And the description I always give to people is, well, there'd be no Weird Al without Dr. Demento, and that's enough for people to immediately understand and get on board. And interestingly enough, Shonen Knife has a history of doing songs about food. So for them to do Eat It was a perfect choice, and Al loved their cover version of it.
That's great. I could sit here all day and ask you guys questions. I know I'm running out of time. But while I've got you on the phone, would you like to play one of my ridiculous contests? I'm going to turn the tables on you, Dr. Demento. Is that all right?
All right.
What time is it? 420.
Do you think that smoking drugs is cool?
It's just Bob's 420 contest.
Okay, for the 420 contest today, Dr. Demento, we're going to reference one of my favorites from your show, Fish Heads. I need you to name four types of fish in 20 seconds. Go.
Halibut.
Halibut.
Let's see, flounder.
There's two.
Trout. Any kind of fish.
Bass.
You're a winner! It's all there is to it. It's something simple, something fun. That's what I love. And like I said, Dr. Demento, great. I got to tell you, Dr. Demento, thank you, because I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for several of your albums that I've got in my collection. So thank you very much.
Well, I'm honored, Jeremy. And in Flint, let me give a shout out to Gary Flynn, one of my longest running fans of Flint, Michigan.
What's up, Gary? I appreciate your time, John. Dr. Demento, fantastic work. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Glad you enjoyed it.
Don't forget to stay demented.
This is Fennec on the Fox.
Hi, this is Dave.